the answer is going to be there. But let me ask y'all this. Is it hard to wait? Waiting is really, really difficult, isn't it? You kind of are in that anticipation of wonderment and joy. Even though we know, it's kind of like a birthday all over again. Except it's not our birthday. Well, imagine, if you will, over 2,000 years ago, the children of Israel were waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen, for someone to come. And, oy, they didn't know when it was going to happen. They had this promise that someone was going to come. But they hadn't heard from God in a long, long time. And they had this horrible king called Herod, who was just an evil guy. And he ruled them with an iron fist. And he wasn't even Jewish. Can you imagine? It was a tough, tough time. Now, in a little bit, y'all are going to give a play about what happened with the shepherds. And I'm not going to compete with y'all, because you're going to win. So I'm not going to talk about the neatness of the angels coming, because that was really special. But right after the scriptures talk about the angels visiting the shepherds, there's another passage that in the text of the scriptures we're not going to study over the next couple of weeks. That I'm going to talk about two people that are very, very special to our faith. And these are two people that believe God and what He said, even though they had waited a really long time. They had waited their whole life. One of these people, his name is Simeon. And the other was named Anna. And they were very old. They were older than most people you know. They were older than I am. And y'all know that's pretty old. In fact, Anna was 84. Y'all don't know many people that old, do you? Well, the gospel says that they lived in anticipation of Christ coming, of someone coming, of God renewing His promise to His chosen people. They didn't know who Jesus was, but they knew someone was coming. And when Jesus was 8 days old, Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem to the temple, which was the custom to have the baby presented to the priest. And that was the law. And here's the neat thing. As they came into the temple, they had never met this old man called Simeon. And as they walked into the temple, the Holy Spirit had told Simeon to go to the temple that day. And not a lot was known about the Holy Spirit back then. But Simeon knew. And so he went to the temple. And he looked into this baby's eyes, 8 days old. And the Word of God says, see, the Holy Spirit had promised Simeon, you will not die before you see me. And Simeon was old and he was ready to go home. He was ready for the promise. And so he saw the Lord. He saw the baby Jesus. Now the baby couldn't talk to him. And here's the happy news. Simeon said, Lord, you now are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of your people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people of Israel. And Joseph and Mary, his mother, marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, for the sign which was spoken, which will be spoken against him. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Simeon, in faith, saw a baby and knew it was the promised Messiah. That's faith. That's believing what the Holy Spirit has to reveal. That's what we're to live in, is faith. Now, no sooner had that happened than this elderly woman walks around the corner. Now, she had lost her husband, I think, 6 years earlier. And she had lived in the temple, hadn't left the temple since he died. Day and night she had lived, fasted and prayed. She had lived in the temple. Such faithfulness has she been there. And again, she saw the Christ child and she rejoiced. Simeon had looked for comfort for the children of Israel, and she had looked for redemption from sin. Our faith needs to be that strong, guys, that regardless of what happens to us in life, that we know, like Anna, that God will do what he says he will do. Have any of y'all ever had a bad day? What my mother used to call a bad hair day. Y'all are too young to have bad hair days, but your mothers have had bad hair days. God's word is nevertheless the truth, and he will always fulfill what he promises that he will do. Not necessarily in our timing, as the children of Israel found out, but he'll always fulfill his promises to us. If we are faithful to pray and fulfill our promises to him. God loves each one of you, and you're here for a reason. You have a purpose in your life and a calling to fulfill. Know that God is with you, as he was with Simeon, as he was with Anna. He is here with you, and he marvels at you. Got any questions? No? God loves you so much that his son, Jesus, left heaven and all the comforts that is, and became a child like y'all are. And it came home to me the other day when I was talking to Amanda, and she gave me something that she saw when Kyla was just a baby, how a baby nestled on her mother's neck. God, as a baby, nestled in Mary's neck as a human child, vulnerable, as any child. That's the humanness that God decided to do so he could understand and so that we could be heirs with him. That's how much God loves y'all. Yes? You love Christmas that what? That God's been born. Amen. Now with that, I'm going to let y'all go out and change your clothes while I talk to your parents just a little. Okay? Now, parents, I have a challenge for you. Because implicit in this message is something that I saw sometimes we hear the Christmas story so much that it almost becomes aseptic to us. And certainly the world would have us take it away. Now it's Happy Holiday. It's Merry Xmas. It's whatever to take away from us the fact that God did come from heaven. God, not God in a little g, but God himself in the form of one third of the deity, took upon himself the role of a human being to know all our trials and tribulations, and took upon himself one of the most horrible forms of death that we could never even imagine. Was tempted in every way. And sometimes we get so caught up in the world that we forget the simplicity of the message. And so I invite us this season of Christmas to imagine for a moment and let us take upon ourselves and our imagination one of the characters of the Christmas story, whether it be Mary or Joseph or one of the shepherds or Simeon or Anna or one of the wise men, and visit the Christmas story through their eyes. Not through the convenience of the 21st century. And imagine what life would have been like. And in that imagining, remember the words that in chapter 2 of Luke, verse 33, the words of that are quoted with about Joseph and Mary, when it says that they processed what was happening and they marveled at what was said about Jesus. Let us marvel at the story of the Christ child. Let us marvel. If you look at the dictionary, marvel means to be filled with wonder and astonishment and surprise. Let us be a marveler at Christmas, at the Christmas story. Let us not get so caught up in the busyness of the holiday and running around, but let us take time to recognize the holiness of days. You're here today, tonight, because you recognize the holy days. Let us wear the sandals of the holy day. Let us be filled with awe. And then let us take that into the new year. And every time we reach that point of feeling frustrated and overcome, let us decide to let us marvel at what Christ can do. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as we marvel, let us stand and join together, using the ancient creed of the church. Let us say the ancient creed together, knowing that we as a church speak with millions around the world in confessing the creed of our faith, as we say, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. On the third day he arose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he